You can listen to this broadcast and old programs from Radio Freedom Archive going back 15 years from the website at radiofreedom.co.uk.
The following program contains naughty, naughty words from the start.
Derby's Rock, Indian Dance Station. This is Radio Freedom.
Good evening. How the hell are you? Happy New Year.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis.
Well, it will be. It is New Year's Eve 2022. My name's Tiptoe Tony. I'm here with you for 2 hours. God help you. Hope you stay with me. I am actually here this year. Guess what?
And all the girlies say I'm ready to fly for a white guy.
Yeah, no, they don't. Never have done, never will do. The epitome of all cool.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis.
Yeah, a bit of Mexican. Or Spanish, sorry. Could do another bit of Spanish if you like. This is going to set the tone for tonight. get your dancing shoes on. Alberto Cidos Troyas Paranoias from, I think, about 1977. Something like that from the olden days to something like this from the newy days. Well, I think they are.
GTR 6 liter GTR 6 liter GTR Six Liter GTR.
They are the Chats, 6 Liter GTR. They're an Australian punk band. It's a bit like Amel and the Sniffers, except the blokes, three of them. Lead singer, ginger hair. He's got a ginger hair, which is okay, but he's got a mullet as well. Now, mullets, are they in? Somebody said mullets are cool. I don't know, because when you're of a certain age, you think, you know, mullets, no. Still think Michael Bolton and people like that, and you think, not good. Really not good. So, talking of mullets. Take you back a few years as well. Bit of Motorhead. Let's even get the outro right. Feel the noise in his room, it's good and loud. So good I can't believe it, screaming with the crowd. Don't sweat it, get it back to you. Don't sweat it, get it back to you. Overkill, overkill. all the way to the end. Absolutely right to the very, very end. So Motorhead Overkill from about, oh, I don't know, when would it be? 1976, 1977? God only knows. That was a long, long time ago. But there is a band who's brought out a new song. And it sounds very, very similar in my ears. Tell me what you think. Metallica's new single, Lux Eterna.
Turn it up loud and rip off the knob.
Told you it sounded a bit familiar, didn't it? Lux Eterna, Metallica, wow. Yeah, I don't know, is it good? Is it bad? What do you think? I think it's really good. I think it's very, very old school. It will. It is old school. What am I doing here?
My mother worked 15 hours, 5 days a week. My mother worked 16 hours, 6 days a week. My mother worked 17 hours, 7 days a week. The best way to scare a Tory is to read and get rich. The best way to scare a Tory is to read and get rich. The best way to scare a Tory is to read and get rich. I don't know nothing, I'm just sitting here looking at pretty colours. I don't
Maybe I should have warned you that this was the explicit version. Sorry. Too fucking late now.
Sexual violence doesn't start and end with rape. It starts in our books and behind our school gates. Men are scared, women will laugh in their face. Whereas women are scared, it's their lives never take.
Idols from a couple of years ago now, that's Mother. From it's on a new album called Brutalism, so I'm guessing Brutalism's like the greatest hits for Idols. I don't know. I'm really sorry, I'm having so many technical problems today. It is unbelievable. So all I can say is really, really sorry. Mind the gaps. There's going to be a few of them. If I can, I'll fill them with something. Some, I don't quite know what, but let's have a go, eh?
Here we go.
40 years of underground radio in Derby.
Come on!
This is Radio Freedom.
It is indeed. Another oldie but goodie. Goths amongst us. Those who are no longer here. Lords of the New Church.
Stay.
Lords of the New Church. I saw them once. That was at Reading Festival in 1975-76, where I went to see New Model Army, whose drummer used to be the drum tech for Hawkwind, who were the headline act. And there we go, round in a circle. Absolutely useless information. Who cares?
I've got another confession to make. I'm your
freedom. Radio Freedom.
Everyone's got the chains to break. Holding you. Were you born to resist? Don't be abused. Is someone getting the best, the best, the best, the best of you? Is someone getting the best, the best, the best, the best of you? Are you dawning on to someone new?
So if I remember rightly, it was about this time last year that I said to everybody, oh great, I've got tickets to go and see the Foo Fighters at Wembley Stadium in March. Was it April? May? May, I think it was. I think it was in May. And guess what? People, when are you going to realise drugs are shit? let's face it, 2022 was not a good year. 2022, what happened? We thought, great, we're coming out of COVID, fantastic, we're going to get, everything's going to open up, it's going to be brilliant. And then Russia invaded the Ukraine for no reason whatsoever, apart from one bloke in charge of a massive, messy country who doesn't realise he's gay, actually thought, I'm so machismo, I'm going to invade a country and make it ours again. No, mate, you're a knob. Putin, stop it. Really, now is enough. There's people dying just because you have got a little bee in your bonnet about wanting a road all the way through to Crimea so that you can have your little bloody toy soldiers sailing around in the Navy. And no, it's not worth it. The people are dying because you are an absolute womble. So that was the start of the year. Taylor Hawkins took drugs in Colombia. What an idiot. Sorry. No two words, there's no other way of saying it. I'm just having a rant here, sorry people. But don't do drugs. If I said to you, if I give you like some food and I didn't tell you what was in it, you'd go like, I'm not eating that. Yet people are sticking bloody substances inside them, pills, whatever. It doesn't say what on the outside what's in it. It could be rat poison, it could be bloody arsenic, you don't know. People don't care. The people who are selling this stuff are just there to make money and kill people. Yeah, they're drugs barons and they say, oh, it's great, you're going to have a great time. No, get over it. Don't do it. And then what happened later on the year, bless her, old Queenie popped her clogs. Very, very sad. She's been in our lives all the way from, well, for the last 70 years, hasn't she, basically? And I've not been around for that long. So she's if I have half a life that she's had, absolutely fair play. Stunning. But yeah, the only good thing really, well, there's a few good things, but I think the best thing that happened this year was the Women's Euros. Absolutely awesome. Cricket team, really, really well. Women's Euros, bless them. Absolutely fantastic. Well done, girls. And on that note, sports team. Unstuck.
Heard through a phone.
team, Unstuck. I quite like that. That's not bad at all. It's another one that's one of these bands that's found me this year. Never found them before, but they found me this year.
This song really about nothing, you know. That's exactly what it's about, kind of nothing.
Freedom.
Sorry, all the way to the end. And do apologise, I've been interrupted by bloody phone calls. Absolute rubbish. Right, okay, so C60, start out with sort of nothing, still got most of it left. So this year I decided to start... what did I decide to start? Oh yeah, guitar lessons. James, how are you?
It's not a crime to be innocent, these things we have not done. But you're not some little child, spring is past and gone. Hey, hey, well, I know my craving heart and I've seen your vicious eyes. Hey, hey, and I think we know the truth, both you and I. Don't flutter your lashes like a little girl. Ask any more stupid questions. You already know the answer.
to anyone with an Alexa or a Google app? From the Thunder and Constipation album, the Consolation album. Yeah, I meant to do that. New Model Army, Don't Ask Any More Stupid Questions. Didn't get to see them this year again. Failed miserably, getting too fat, too old. I suppose I ought to make an effort, but it's just so difficult when the weather's crap and they're playing on a Friday night and you got nobody to go with because nobody knows. Nobody wants me to go with them. So, they played at Rock City. They eventually got round to their 40th anniversary show, which was two sets in one night. I believe it was an absolute fantastic evening. I really am sad I didn't go, but I'd got somewhere else to go as well, and I didn't go there either. I felt that bad that night. So anybody who went, excellent, good. Give me a review, please. This is a track I found... Oh, a few weeks ago, somebody played it, man. I thought, oh, that's really good. I'm going to play this on my show. Lambrini Girls. It's called Help Me, I'm Gay. To be gay means to be happy. Only in America does it mean anything else. Well, it's an Americanism, put it that way. Ladies, you do not sound very gay. You don't sound very happy at all. You sound absolutely miserable as, well, whatever. Yeah, you sound rather agitated and rather angry. Now, that's not being gay. That's just being, well, angry. Don't like being angry. Makes me clean. And it's in the end.
I wanna take you to a gay bar. I wanna take you to a gay bar. I wanna take you to a gay bar, gay bar, gay bar. Let's start a war. Start a nuclear war. At the gay bar, gay bar, gay bar. Wow!
No, oh, that one's a good. Sorry, I pressed pause halfway through. Tell you what, you would have thought I'd known how to do this by now, wouldn't you? Ha! No, what's
not? Now tell me, do you? Or do you have any money? I wanna spend all your money at the gay bar, gay bar, gay bar.
This is Freedom, Radio Freedom.
You're a superstar at a gay bar.
Superstar.
Yeah. It's just, yeah, Radio Freedom, New Year's Eve, gay bar. Are you going out tonight? Are you? Will you be ending up in a gay bar? Why not? Having been in a few in my deep, dark past, they're a really good night out. Even for a fat old bald bloke like me. I've not been in a gay bar for many, many years, but I remember going in there in a bar one night with two young ladies. The doorman said, "Do you know it's a gay bar?" I went, "Yes, I do." And as I walked through the door, the whole place went silent. The DJ went zip, took the needle off the record, and I just heard over the microphone, "Boys, there's a chicken in tonight." And I looked across and there was my mate Andy waving at me, who was stood with the DJ, and I thought, "Ah, right, okay. Yeah, it's going to be one of them nights, is it?" And it was a great night. there was a bloke, the people pinching my arse all night, because he kept saying, like, "Go and pinch his arse, go and pinch his arse." I thought, "Ah, great." So everybody that walked past me when I was stood at the bar, pinched my arse. "Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, really good." Brilliant night. Another oldie just like me, if I can get it to run. From 1978 album, Germ-Free Adolescent, X-Ray Specs. And I'm a poser. Help, Les.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, well, that's story of my life. Well, it used to be. Not so much now. I'm too old for things like that. yeah. Sorry, I've got so many things going on around here at the minute. This is just so difficult to do. So very difficult. I'm struggling. I've got a new studio. I've always got a new studio. Always got a new studio. I love this track.
Will you let me in your pub? I'm not looking for trouble. I'm looking for love. I'm not looking for harm. I'm looking for love. Will you let me in your heart, heart? Let me in your pub.
Amel and the Sniffers from the Comfort Me album. It's called Security. Great track. bit of a cheerful tune. Brand new album from Clutch. It's called Sunrise on Slaughter Beach. That's the title track. Thought you might like a little bit of Clutch of a New Year's Eve.
You can listen to this broadcast and old programs from Radio Freedom Archive going back 15 years from the website at radiofreedom.co.uk.